Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Pei Tes, Gittin 89. And today's Daf Yomi, we learned that if there's a rumor about that a woman was married, we have to take that rumor seriously. That if there's a rumor that she was Mekudeshes, that she had been betrothed, and so therefore we're not going to allow her to marry somebody else because there's a rumor that she had already been married to somebody else and she can't marry a Kohen, and also she would require a get from that person. So Ua says, Lo Shashamu Ko Avara, this doesn't make sense. We don't give credence to this rumor when all we've heard is the Ko Havara. What's the Ko Havara? The Ko Havara is an unsubstantiated rumor, but rather it's only, it has to have legs to it. It has to, Kadeshu Neris Dolkos, Umitos Motzaos, Ubnei Adam Nechnasim Vyotzin. It has to be a wedding hall where you see the candles lit, the beds laid out, and the people going in and out, and they say, Poni Miskadesh Sayom, Poni Miskadesh Sayom, and say that it's saying that this woman was being married that day. So the Gemara's expression is that we can't hear the Kol Havara. It has to be a real call. It can't be the sound of an echo. This week we have Chodesh El starting. Thursday and Friday is Rosh Chodesh El. Friday is the first day of El where we blow the shofar. And we know that when it comes to the sound of the shofar, we have to actually hear the sound. We can't hear the echo. It's not enough to hear an echo. We have to hear the actual sound of the shofar. And so this Rosh Hashanah, and this month of El, let's not just listen to the echoes. Let's try to listen to the actual sound to fulfill our obligation and to come closer to Hashem.